Keith Ellison entered Congress in 2006 as a Democrat opposed to the Iraq War. As he hopes to retain his seat for a fifth consecutive term, he is now a supporter of the president's war against the Islamic State, also known as ISIS.
It's tough, but I mean, I do think, honestly, that ISIS is a threat. But I also believe that the most important ways to confront ISIS are not necessarily military in nature. I mean, cutting off their supply of their ability to sell oil, cutting off their financial flows, stopping their recruits from going through Turkey and other countries in the region. None of these things involve making sure that the government of Iraq rules in an inclusive way and doesn't and minimizes sectarianism. These are all non-military things that will reduce the threat of ISIS.
Approximately 100 Americans have fought for ISIS. At least 10 are from Minnesota's capital, Minneapolis, which Ellison represents.
We've got to continue just to tell our young people that if they want to do something, good and constructive for their faith, then what they need to do is to help the poor, help the less fortunate. They need to get involved in the civic life of America. They can criticize any U.S. policy they want to, but it needs to be through the ballot box, through use their First Amendment rights. To go take up arms with a foreign power against their own country is simply not acceptable.
Doug Daggett, Ellison's Republican opponent in the elections, believes that the policies of the Democrats influenced some of the Somali Americans who joined ISIS in Syria.
Well, it is very concerning. And, of course, the Somali Americans, they came from Somalia to be able to prosper, to have.
We have a big community here.
We do. We have the biggest, that's right, the biggest in the United States of the Somali community right here in Minneapolis. And, of course, that's part of my congressional district. That's part of Keith Ellison's district. And, yes, it is concerning that youth are being attracted. And I think it's as I talk to the Somali community, and I feel very welcome there and spend a lot of time in that community, the community leaders, the elders, do tell me that it's a lack of jobs, lack of a good education, lack of hope. They don't believe Congressman Ellison has been doing enough, that he's been absent.
Ellison was the first congressman to be sworn in with his hand on the Quran. Has being a Muslim in America's political climate helped him, or has it been a difficult challenge?
It's helped me because no matter what struggles or difficulties I face, you know, I can always go to Salat, always go to prayer, and it always strengthens me. You know, it helps me. It's an overall benefit. I look forward to fasting and prayer. All these things sustain me and make me a happier person than I believe that I would be otherwise. Sometimes there's acts of violence, shootings here and there, and these things are always sad. But when a Muslim's involved in it, they're always attributed to Islam. But I mean, I have to put up with this anti-Islamic comments, sometimes actions, things like that. But these are small things, and they don't bother me at all.
Do you go to mosque?
Absolutely.
Every Friday?
Yes. I'll go to some.